Okay, Parakei Mishnah Yod, the Mishnah says, Yain Nesach Shenafala Bar. If you have Yain Nesach that fell into a pit. Now, what do we mean when we say that it fell into a pit? What we mean is that you have this Yain Nesach, this wine that was used for libations for Avodah Zarah, and that wine fell into a pit filled with kosher wine. So now, what's the halacha? So we know already that we said before that Yain Nesach, if it's mixed together with in a mixture of min bimino, which is mixed together with the same thing. In other words, it's wine with wine. So in this case, kulo aserbana, the whole thing, all of the wine in that pit would be prohibited for benefit. You wouldn't be allowed to have any benefit from that wine. Again, why? Because it's a case of min bimino. It's the wine falling into, getting mixed together with the same thing as itself. And that prohibits the entire thing, big kosher, with any amount of Yain Nesach. And remember, obviously, in contrast with the previous Mishnah, we're talking about not a bottle of wine, we're talking about that there are droplets of wine, right? That the wine itself, the liquid of wine, is falling into this pit of kosher wine. So the whole pit of kosher wine now became Asur Bahana. But that's only according to the Tanakhama. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. He says, no, that's not true. Yimacher kulo l'nachri. The whole thing should be sold to a guy. Chutz midemei, with the exception of the value of Yain Nesach Shabo, with the exception of the value of the Yain Nesach within it. In other words, what Rosh Hashanah is basically saying is that, look, you don't have to flush all this Yain in the bar down the toilet. What you can do is you just have to make sure that you don't gain anything by this Yain Nesach being mixed into your pit. And therefore, what do? You have to throw out the value of Yain Nesach. So what you can do is that if you have a pit filled with, let's say, 100 liters of kosher wine, and then there's 1 liter of this Yain Nesach that fell into this pit, and let's assume that you can get a dollar for each liter. You sell each liter of wine for a dollar. Let's just say. So now, normally you would sell, you have 101 liters now, so you would sell all 101 liters for $101. But what Rav Shimon Galil is saying is, okay, so instead of selling that to the, so you sell the whole thing to the Nachman, what you do is you have to throw out $1 worth of profit. And that way you can make sure that you don't gain anything, you don't get any benefit from having that Yain Nesach. That is Rav Shimon Galil's Chiddush. In other words, Rav Shimon Galil is basically disagreeing with what we said before. And he is saying that the mixture does not become Asur Bahana just because it has Yain Nesach mixed into it. Chazal just want you to make sure that you don't get benefit, you don't gain from having that Yain Nesach in with all the other things. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? In this Mishnah, we basically have a machlokas tanaim. What happens when you have Yain Nesach, liquid of Yain Nesach, the Yain Nesach liquid itself falls into a pit filled with kosher wine? According to the Tanakhama, all the wine in the pit becomes Asur Bahana. Even the kosher, all it takes is a little bit. Rosh Hashanah disagrees. He says, no, what you do is all the wine should be sold to a guy, and then with the exception of the value of the Yain Nesach, what you do is you just throw out the dollars worth, you know, the value of money that you get for that Yain Nesach. You just have to flush that down the toilet. Make sure you throw that into, let's say, you know, the Dead Sea or something. Make sure you don't get any hana from that wine. Okay.